Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, that's right. Club 1080 coming up next. But you guys probably knew that.
Yeah, as we, it's basically going to be us talking about something while we watch Boise State, Penn State.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to live watch football with you.
Pretty much.
But first,
hey, Boise State, you know, within seven, you know, two minutes to play in the
They've
half.
Settled in. It's 14-7. Yeah. Penn State with 2 minutes left to go in the half. And Penn State is driving, but they've got a third down here.
Yeah, big deal here if Boise can hold them to a field goal or to nothing.
You know. You know who's sweating over there?
Ryan Buckley.
I'm not. I feel good.
Ryan Schmuckley.
Whoa, never heard that one.
You've never heard Schmuckley?
I think he was being a smart ass. All right, so let's play this Dylan Gabriel audio. Now, this is nothing. This is stupid. But I wanted to play it because it's kind of funny.
Yeah, and we have to, you know, around these sorts of games, we have to find something to, like, freak out about or make a deal.
Well, Ryan Day and Dan Lanning, there's a good photo of them next to the trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about it earlier, but they both look so sad and tired and, like, yes. Just they do not want to be in that room.
No.
And, like, the bags under their eyes, like, Lanning is giving Ryan Day a run for his money with the circles under his eyes. Okay? You can tell the guy's putting in work.
Yeah. Burning the candle.
He's burning the candle at both ends.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Dylan Gabriel had a little bit of that today, too.
Okay.
And he looks pretty tired, and he's doing an interview with somebody. I don't even know who this is.
This is Coyne's Brenna Green. She covers the team locally.
Local. Okay. Yeah. So he was doing an interview, and here's what it sounded like.
We love the Rose Bowl. We love warm weather. I think we should play more football on nice grass instead of the artificial stuff. And the more sun, the better. Why do we do it to ourselves? Like, do fans want to sit in the snow and the rain? And let's just make arenas. Let's make domes. Let's do grass. Let's do more fireworks at games. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, all right. So, first of all, if you keep winning, you get domes the next two games. So
I love that.
Did you know that?
I do, or now I do.
Now you do.
But let's continue that evolution. I think that's important.
I think what I'm really hearing right now is that every football game should be played in Hawaii.
Wouldn't that be unreal? I don't think anyone would be mad at it, you know. But maybe just the travel or the travelers. That's tough. But let's find more sun. Let's find more sun.
Let's find more sun. So it's funny. Look, he's just, he's tired.
Yeah.
You can tell he's done with interviews.
Or people tried to say that he was roasting one or something.
Yeah, they were trying
so
to
Barstool
say
So Barstool picked
baked.
It up and basically put it out there like, have you ever seen a quarterback more high out of their mind? Or something like that.
Well, he did kind of sound
yeah,
high.
A little bit.
And he might be. It's he's possible. From Oregon in Hawaii. It's like, you know. Kind of on brand.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he be?
Yeah, you got a lot of pressure down there. Hey, you know, you got some time. You know,
yes.
Roast a bone. You're fine.
Would it matter if I'm sorry. How many players on Penn State or Boise State? We're watching them play right now.
Yeah.
When was the last time they were high? Okay, probably 50 of them last night.
I'm guessing that it probably, within 72 hours, I'm guessing that number is fairly significant.
Like,
yes.
Is that a thing when, because I remember the whole Deion Sanders is like, I don't want to catch you guys smoking dope in the hotel.
There's,
like, what is the, do they say, like, do they tell you can't smoke weed, or do they just say, hey guys, lay off the weed because we have a game in 2 days?
Yeah, that's tough because you're not. I mean, there is drug tests, but, like, not at this point. I think you already know, like, in the NFL.
Is it even addressed? I wonder if it's even addressed. You just let guys do it, you know.
It might be. It might be a smart, you know, you might get the be smart. I don't know.
Yeah.
And now with, you know.
The generic.
Because when I played, you know, weed was still viewed as, it was viewed differently.
Well,
now
you played
it's,
at BYU.
Well, I know.
Well, 10 years ago, Darren Carrington got popped for weed, didn't play in the championship after playing in the Rose Bowl.
That's right.
Remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know how they address. I don't know how weed is addressed anymore.
We should ask Lanning that. Do you think he'd answer that question?
Probably not. I don't think he wants to, especially because you know it's Eugene. Look, it's just like a lot of guys are smoking weed. So
that's what I'm saying. Like
he probably doesn't want to come out right and say, "Yeah, that's fine with us as long as you." I mean, I bet he doesn't want to go out and say.
Yeah, he doesn't want it. No. But I just mean with Gabriel. Maybe he was high. Yeah. Like, is that a big deal?
So Brenna Green, who did the interview, then felt the need to come out and tweet, "I'm saying this once and once only. Media day was at 8 a.m. And Dylan was not high. He's already silly, and I'm sure that with the combined exhaustion of how early it was and the amount he was in demand probably contributed to this. Kind of annoyed something innocent and funny has been co-opted, but that's the internet for you.
Well, she just made it worse by saying that. But look, people are going to say whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. He does sound kind of baked.
A little bit. Or he just sounds like he's doing a silly thing where he's talking about that football should always be played indoors or in Hawaii.
But he's probably fried. I mean, they're doing a lot of interviews, a lot of travel, holidays, big game, a lot of film. I mean,
we're not always at our best, right?
These guys are going through a lot.
Yeah. I don't know what it's like to be in that sort of media scrum and for to be the Heisman Trophy finalist like that and have all that stuff lumped on your plate and give the although he is like 24, 25.
Tell you what, he's got a sexy voice, I must say. Kind of turned on. Can you play that again? He's got a pretty good voice.
We love the Rose Bowl. We love warm weather.
Sounds like Russell.
I think we should play more football on nice grass instead of our artificial stuff. And the more sun, the better. Why do we do it to ourselves? Like, do fans want to sit in the snow and the rain? And
we don't, Dylan. You're right.
Let's just make arenas. Let's make domes. Let's do grass. Let's do more fireworks at games. Yeah.
Let's do that. Okay, all right. That's fantastic. Can we get the let's do that as a drop?
Yeah, I thought there might be a couple drops in here. I'll sift through.
Well, good for him. Whether he's high or not, good for Dylan Gabriel.
What if he's high during the game?
I'm sure that has happened a time or two.
I wonder how many times that's happened.
Probably more than you think. I think there's plenty of times where people have showed up to big games on stuff worse than marijuana.
Brandon Jacobs came out after he was retired and said he blew lines before games.
Yeah.
That's, David Wells, didn't he say?
He was drunk when he threw
it. He was drunk from an SNL cast party for the perfect game.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. Think about that.
Yeah. I mean, you tell me.
Look at you. Are you poo-pooing that? That's amazing. Well,
he was hungover, right?
I thought he said he was drunk.
Was he drunk or was he hungover?
It's one of those, he was still half in the bag. Like, he was basically out till 4, 6 a.m., partying, and then, kind of went to the game and was not with it. Was he hungover? Was he still drunk?
Magic Johnson tells stories about Michael Jordan being up till 6 and 7, all night. Like, not going to bed, gambling and smoking cigars and drinking, and then the next day. Now, granted, they would play at night, but the Jordan that would then go drop 37 and cut your heart out. I mean, I just think the idea that somehow a beer, remember Luka had this in the playoffs, Luka got caught drinking a beer.
The day before a game.
And I'm like, look at that fat ass. You're telling me that Luka doesn't, trust me, that guy runs on German lagers. It's just not a. Again, this goes what we were saying the other day about we put weird we expect players to care the way that fans care. We also expect players to have some sort of Greek temple body sort of thing, and it's not the case.
Well, a lot of them do.
Yes, but you know some of those guys Dwight Howard might have the best body the NBA has ever seen. Dude, the guy almost got diabetes from eating candy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dude, I saw guys that you would look at. That literally looked like the greatest physical specimens, and they put no effort into it.
Well, like Chad Ochocinco would go to McDonald's for breakfast every day. Yes. Giannis, after winning the title, went straight to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. The best defensive lineman I ever played against or with or saw was Warren Sapp. And I promise you, Warren Sapp worked out less than any human being you've ever seen play in the NFL. And all that guy did was go to the Hall of Fame. It didn't matter. You would try to get him to lift weights, and he'd be like, why do I need to do that? I'm the best in the game.
All right, coming up in the club, we discuss the 2024 Departed. Next on The Fan.